This time of year, the city of Blytheville welcomes thousands of visitors to the former Acre Air Force Base to view a massive display of Christmas lights. Lights of the Delta is a drive-through display that takes up 40 acres, consists of over 40 displays, and features over 6 million lights. It's an economic boom for the northeast Arkansas town that was reeling almost 20 years ago when the Acre Air Force Base closed. Before the base closure, the town had about 24,000 people, a busy downtown, and a good number of businesses. George Hubbard is executive director of the Lights of the Delta and a longtime business owner in Blytheville. Hubbard remembers the fear many had about the future of Blytheville and whether businesses could survive the closing of the airbase.
At that point in time, that was back in 1992, is when they actually closed, and we knew it probably 2 years before that. I'm not sure whether all your listeners know this, but Blytheville has lost about, since that time, about 40% of our population. And it's been a struggle. It's not been easy. My family business has been on Main Street since 1916 in the same location. And during that period of time, we've survived and we feel like thrived. But it hadn't been easy. And back in 1992, when the base closed, we wondered whether we could survive. And there are several businesses downtown and in the area that have made it and persevered through those times. But when you have a 40% drop in population, it makes it hard.
After the base closing, the city of Blytheville took possession of the base. A group called the Blytheville-Gosnell Regional Airport Authority sought ways to use the base to benefit the community. On-site manager for Lights of the Delta, Charles Moody, tells how the base is being used.
It is being used by different companies, aircraft companies, maintenance companies. We have a nice big company called ART, which refurbishes aircraft. The area that we have back over on the alert facility side, there's not really a lot that can be utilized for business. All of the bunkers are being used, and there's a waiting list for those, of course. Businesses have those. We have one of them. A lot of the maintenance shops are being used. And it's just really it really isn't as bad as you think. And of course, the housing has really been utilized by a retirement village, a Westminster Village from the Presbyterian Development Corporation moved in there. So we have a great retirement village there, and some of the other buildings are being used as needed.
Lights of the Delta originally started 17 years ago as a project to place Christmas lights on Main Street in Blytheville. George Hubbard says it did not start off as a project to attract large amounts of people. Hubbard says that all changed about 10 years ago.
Our main thrust into the economic development side of it came in 2001 when Bo Adams donated 14 large displays, and that was the year we opened up the 1.5 mile drive-through out at the Airplex, which of course is the old Air Force base. And at that time, we took a proposal to the city and to the Advertising and Promotion Commission here in Blytheville, and to the community, to tell them that with this tremendous gift of these fabulous lighting displays, that we felt we could build a tourism attraction that would not just attract the people in Blytheville, but would attract people at least area-wide and statewide.
Every year the display got larger, more people came to see the lights. Hubbard says people from all over the region and across the nation travels to make the trip.
We have people drive from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Dallas, and Little Rock, and Cape Girardeau, who will come and spend the night in Blytheville, eat at our restaurants, of course buy gas at the gas stations, and shop in our downtown, who specifically come to see the lights, and that's their specific purpose. We also have bus tours. For several years we had bus tours from Oklahoma, from the Oklahoma City area, that we would be a stopover on their way to Nashville for a Christmas trip, and they would, same thing, they would stay in our motels. They would eat at one of our local restaurants. We would do a shopping tour for them downtown in the historic area downtown. And they liked it. For 4 or 5 years, they continually booked a tour with us. And that's kind of the way we've marketed it to the bus industry and to the tour industry.
Dr. Ruth Hawkins is executive director of the Arkansas Delta Byways, which encourages tourism in this part of the state. Hawkins says Blyville appears to be following the models for economic success in tourism.
When you have a festival or an attraction, and you bring visitors into the region, right now the statewide average is that each visitor spends about $239, I think is the current average. But so if you multiply $239 per person, and you look at a festival like the one in Blyville that brings in, you know, 25,000-30,000 people, that's a significant number. And that amount doesn't necessarily go to the festival, although they do make some money. The amount that visitors spend goes to the restaurants in the area. They stop and they eat while they're there. They fill up with gasoline. Often they come from a great distance and they spend the night there, particularly something like Lights of the Delta, which is at night. So rather than driving home at night, they'll spend the night. So it has a significant impact.
Hawkins says this is an example of what can be done in the Delta to benefit communities that are struggling economically.
If communities see more and more things happening in the Delta, more successes like some of the things we're doing with the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum, our Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum up in Piggott, our Lakeport Plantation down in Lake Village, the Delta Cultural Center. I think when people see these things start happening and start attracting visitors, then they realize that tourism is an economic driver. A lot of people tend to want to think of economic development as big industries. And, you know, big industries aren't necessarily all going to come to the Delta because in many places we don't have the infrastructure to attract the big industries. But we do have our heritage, and that's not something that people can take away from us. And so to capitalize on that, I think people are realizing that's an important economic driver.
And according to George Hubbard, the Lights of the Delta has been the economic stimulus for Blyville, attracting a large number of visitors to the Delta town.
Last year we had about 50,000 people come through, which is about normal. We had visitors from 5 different countries, 35 different states, and 55 of the 75 counties in Arkansas.
And for more detailed discussions with those you heard in this story, please go to our website, kasu.org, for more details.